Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've got a special treat for you tonight. I'm gonna call my friend Ollie up here to sing to you ladies. Ollie! Let's go, man.
Birthday to the Whisperers, the one and only, the twins. It is their birthday today. Come on, y'all. Oh, the Whisperers in the house. Oh, cool. Yep. Y'all ready to do this, right?
Baby, in a sense, love of four more than one night.
calling on the hot live today. Today is the twins' birthday from the Whispers, and so we want to wish those brothers many, many, many more birthdays. God bless you guys. Thank you so much for blessing us for so many years with great music and just great entertainment. You guys have done us well, and we appreciate you very, very, very much. And so with that being said, man, God bless you guys. Keep doing what you're doing. I know you guys are out there performing. If you get a chance, if you get a chance, y'all could call in and say hello to us as we are celebrating the Whispers' birthday here today on Solar Records Radio. May God bless all of you guys. I hope you guys are all well and good, and God is keeping you safe. And so, guys, with that being said, we're just going to just do our thing here on Solar Records Radio. And let's just try to be blessed, and because we are made by the best.
Oh,
man, I tell you, these guys, man, they were putting it down, right? The Whispers were doing their thing, and it's just a beautiful thing just to listen to and to watch, and I'm just so happy for them. I think that they have really, really have shown us the test of time. I mean, they really put the time in, because when we got started with them with And the Beat Goes On, they had already had a successful career. They had already been doing their thing, and it was just like, you know, okay, here's something else, and here comes And the Beat Goes On, and then all of a sudden, it was a whole new career, because it just, things just kept going and kept happening and kept going and kept happening. Like, what is going on with these guys? So much love to you guys. We love you and appreciate you. You have been the best. Just God bless you, man. And speaking of And the Beat Goes On, yeah. I got to tell you just a little something. So Greg said that that song that you just heard, that just went off, that he said that song really blessed him. It really made him recognize that R&B music was where he needed to be. He loves R&B music. And so it was And the Beat Goes On, but it was the song that you just heard that really twisted him and made him go, man, I can make it better. This is really good. I can make it better. And so he ended up just falling in love with the Whispers because of it. And so thank you, Greg, for sharing that with us, man. We really appreciate that. And on and on and on, right? They just kept coming and kept coming. So with that being said, I'm going to let it just keep coming. And the Beat Goes On by the Whispers. Thank you.
got to know when I first met you. All the changes I'd be going through, as helpless as a bird caught in your hurricane and falling into your love. I came. I felt there'd be a change.
trust games from telling lies. The truth wears no disguise.
It's the rock.
That's the only way to find out.
For years they wasted time, so many tears to make sure love on solid ground. You've got to bring it down.
Here's the rock.
That's the only way to find out. Oh,
oh. Ooh, here's the rock.
So let's break it down to the real thing. Will you look at me? But only see what's on the surface. And I might just be what you expected me. There's that possibility. Just keep away your thoughts and only see what's on your mind. Cause whatever I tell you, you know it from the heart, and that's the bottom line.
It's wrong.
Just can't fake it.
Whispers are doing their thing here on Soul Eye Records Radio. And we just once again want to just celebrate and say happy birthday to the twins. Again, 80 years, guys. 80 years. 80 years. Man, they're older than the president. These guys are way up there. My goodness, they have been putting it down for 80 years. Well, not actually performing for 80 years, but they have been on this planet for 80 years. My goodness. And they're still out there doing their thing and running around and just being a blessing, you know, to so many people that just love to see the Whispers. And so may God bless you guys. Continue to do what it is that you guys do. You guys are a true blessing, and we truly appreciate you. And I know you guys are traveling right now as you're on your way to another gig. And so, but if you get time in between, you know, come on and say happy birthday. I mean, well, come on and let us say happy birthday to you guys. And, but anyway, we love you guys and we appreciate you guys. And you guys are just a true blessing. So we're going to continue to dedicate this show to you here on Soul Eye Records Radio. God bless you and take care of yourself. Man, these guys.
Crazy, would you do that for me, lady? no power on this earth can keep us apart. You're engraved in my heart. Do you hear me? Pretty lady, want you to hear in what I say.
We met that there was no doubt. I mean, when you start talking about some funk tracks, some dance tracks, some tracks that really make you want to get up and party, that was the tune. And the beat goes on. Man, that was hot. But and what's really a privilege for me right now, you guys, is I not only have one of the vocalists off of that track, but if I'm not mistaken, Wardell, didn't you play a little bit on that?
Well, that was, you know, that's so funny because that was the very first song that I ever played drums on when I came to California for Leon Silvers. And the funniest thing about that is that Lavelle, you just said a little while ago, well, you know, I don't know how you felt, Wardell, when you first went on stage, but my first stage was really going into the studio, and I didn't have to do vocals and dance. I just could sit down behind the drums and just play, and I was shaking, but I didn't have to try to hold the tone and smile and look good, you know. So I got to give you all the credit in the world. But, yeah, And the Beat Goes On and Out the Box were the first two songs that I've ever recorded. And then right after that was I've just been blessed ever since then, man. And I've been the biggest fan of the Whispers ever since. So.
Well, that's wild because, you know, before that, Wardell, you know, Leon Silvers didn't have a drummer, you know, at all.
Yeah,
and
he did all
of his drum stuff on his knees. You know, and it was the most amazing thing when we were in the studio watching him, you know, put this music together. I would say that he was the first drum machine that ever was made, human drum machine, because he sat there with a bass drum and hit that bass drum to start the track. And he'd sit there and pound that bass drum to the beat that he wants.
Mm-hmm.
Then he would come up and he would do the snare. And then he would add the cymbals, and all on his knees. He would do one thing at a time, which was absolutely amazing. Then I guess he finally said, man, this is too much work. Let me call him. He knows how to play drums, and it'll be a heck of a lot easier. But,
well, you know, it's so strange, Lavelle, because, that, you know, I had to watch him, because it took him a while to release himself from doing it because he was so used to doing it when I came here. And when I came here, I came out to California to audition for Dynasty. So when I made the group, then all of a sudden he says, you know, I thought I was leaving. He says, I need you to record something. And I was like, going to the studio to record a track. And I was like, okay, fine. And we went and then we did that track. And but still, that we even did second time around the following week, and we did, you know, on and on. But there were still songs that he still was keeping himself up, but it was a lot of work.
A lot of work. I've never seen that before.
He had to be losing like 10 or 15 pounds every time he was doing it.
But he was very, very anal about stuff. And at that point, you know, I mean, throughout his whole tracks, doing his tracks, he was very anal. They had to be perfect. And when you went in with vocals with him, you literally wanted to strangle him. Because I mean, he would go over. I mean, you think you sang that line is the greatest, and he would say one more time, or he'd find some note. Well, it's a little bit, you know, just a little bit under. Can you come up a little bit? I'm like, what the heck is he hearing? You know, we went through holy hell doing "And the Beat Goes On."
Wow,
and that man, you know, that we had to keep Scotty in the studio. There was several times where he was ready just to walk out because, you know, Leon would have him go over stuff. And he was like, man, I done sung this doggone line 40 times. And you tell me it's a little under or it's a little over. But we knew when we heard "The Beat Goes On" that we had a hit. We knew it from the point, from the time that we heard the track. And so we went out. I ain't saying another, you know, couple of curse words, and walked out of the studio. We went out in the back of the parking lot of the studio over there, and we said, Scotty, this is my song. Just, you know, suck it up and come on back in here and do this, which he did, and history was made with that song.
Yeah, something else.
I know, I remember the first song he did with you guys like that, that was Homemade Lovin'. Remember that song? That's the first song he was doing those things with. You called the numbers, and it was an amazing moment, man. But you know what? Thank God the Whispers did "And the Beat Goes On" because of you guys, man. That song just shot
Oh man, it was. I mean, it shot. I mean, when people said, when we found out that we had a gold record, we were like shocked. We were like, is that another Whispers or who? You know, you know, we couldn't believe it. And then, you know, Dick Griffey came out and handed us our gold record, and then after that was platinum, and he showed up again. So we were like blown away, and I thank God that we were able to convince Scotty to finish that project. And I thank God for Leon Silvers, because Leon Silvers was on another plateau, man. He was one of those producers like Babyface that came along, but he came along at the right time. He had a direction, he had a sense of great sense of music and what would be a hit, and he just wrote hit after hit after hit.
Uh-huh.
And he's still, you know, an incredible musician and a writer, you know, and I thank him for everything that he's done in our lives, man, because without that, you know, we wouldn't be where we are today, and we wouldn't have that 45-year plus career, you know.
Yeah.
I'd like to give Dick Griffey the credit that he due on And the Beat Goes On too, because you know the song when we originally did it. It was not actually placed. When Dick Griffey heard it, he said he wanted that song for the Whispers.
Exactly. Dick Griffey was sharp, too. His A&R ability was incredible, you know. And, I mean, he was the man with a vision, you know. I mean, like you said, he started off, you know, at Soul Train Records, you know, him and Don Cornelius. But even had – Dick Griffey always had more of a risk-taking kind of situation. So – his mind was that he could do anything. You can't tell me I can't do what Barry Gordy has done. And I think with that attitude that he had is what really helped him to, you know, that and a lot of ego. You know, most egotistical people and smart people, if you got the combination of having the brain power along with a lot of ego where you say there's nothing that I can't do, then, you know, the results are people like Dick Griffey that comes in and says, I want to be in the music industry and I can make records and I know I can be successful at it, and ain't nobody going to tell me anything different.
Mm-hmm.
His ability as an A&R guy, as a president of the company, he did wonders for people's
careers.
Those wonders. I mean, you know, when you look back at it, to look at the roster that he had with Shalimar and Whispers, Lakeside, you know, I mean, all of these artists, man, and every one of them, not one of them, every one of them had hit records.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
It is.
You know?
Absolutely.
So I thank God for him every day, man. He taught us so much, you know, about the business and publishing and, you know, writers' royalties. And, I mean, you know, it was an education. We'll be right back.
Well. Come on over here, microphone. This was a great night to just recognize the power of the Whispers and Scotty and Walter. Happy birthday, guys. Enjoy your birthday weekend. Just be blessed. And thank you so much for blessing us with just amazing music and stuff. You guys were just awesome, and you still are 80 years old. Man, I am so proud of you guys, and I'm just so happy that I got to know you. And so God bless you guys. Continue to do what you do until it's time for you to stop. And in the meantime, man, I love you guys. We all love you, and we all appreciate you. Thank you for just showing us the way, showing us how it's done. And you guys are so clean with it. It's so cool the way that you did what you did for so many years and decades. My goodness gracious. So God bless you guys. And keep on doing what you're doing, and take care of yourselves. And we'll see you when we see you. And my goodness, God bless you. And so I am going to close out this show with their last big hit from Solar, and that song would be called Rock Steady. And this song was produced by Babyface in LA. So God bless all of you guys, and you all take care. Thanks for tuning in today and being the best part of Solar Records Radio. We appreciate you and love you here so much. So, and until the next time, hey, oh, that's tomorrow, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're going to be praising our Heavenly Father. So we look forward to doing that with you tomorrow, okay? God bless you guys. Have a good evening and enjoy the rest of the show. Good bless.
not have a day to